Becky Blades is the Kansas City-based author of Do Your Laundry or You'll Die Alone, an advice book penned as a sort of guide for her two daughters. Her oldest was leaving for college, and Blades realized that she didn't quite know the sorts of things that the real world expects, like doing your own laundry, sharing a room with another human being, and being savvy to the dangers of drunk driving. Now her youngest is about to graduate high school and make her way to college, so following her oldest daughter's advice to put these snippets of life guidance into a book, Becky's actually done it. Before writing this book, Becky Blades owned a PR firm. She sold it and has since focused on consulting and working in the arts. And Becky, so good to have you here. Welcome to Up to Date.
Good to be here.
Well, you have 269 pieces of advice in this book. What's the single most important piece of advice you've included in here?
Well, I think it's all wrapped around number 140, which is pocket your cell phone during meals. If I could get everyone to do that, I think I would change the world, and it will all have been worthwhile.
How successful have you been in your household in terms of getting those cell phones pocketed?
I have shortened the process. They don't come to the table empty-handed, which is what I'm wishing for, but the evil eye will work, and they will turn them off and put them away.
Boy, it's a struggle in my house. Well, this might be like asking to pick your favorite child, but is there a favorite piece of advice in this book that you would point to?
Well, I think a bad attitude makes your butt look big is a conversation starter, because it offends.
How does that work?
Well, it's just a point of saying that appearance isn't just how good your jeans look on you. How you act can be ugly, and your behavior, especially at this age, is very important and a part of how you present yourself in public.
Yeah. What, was it easy raising your two daughters, or were they easy kids to be with, or was there some occasional struggle like there has been in my house?
It was, yes. Yeah. You have two boys,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, two girls are very different. I've not talked to anyone who said, yeah, my kids are just alike, and the journey is the first prepares you for the second. No, I feel like I did a terrible job, and this book is just kind of makeup homework, extra credit. Maybe I stuffed some things in at the last minute. They're great girls. They turned out great. This is more about the parenting journey. It's about me feeling like, oh, I didn't cover that. I have to say that so I know that she heard that. And then I can let them go on their way.
You know, I have had exactly the same feeling, like as you're, you know, wandering off to sleep and you have those moments when you're just lying there and you're thinking, yeah, I need to make this a little clear. He's not quite wrapping his arms around this idea yet. And he needs to, by George.
Right. You know. And I think, after I wrote the book, I had to do a little reading on the empty nest syndrome. And I found out it really is a thing. It really is a condition. And it's improved by feeling like your kids are prepared. So it was a very real process to go through saying, well, if she knows what she's doing and I feel like I've told her that, then I can let go and I can let her bump into walls. But if you don't feel like you've covered the material, if you will, then you're always blaming yourself. So at least with the first one, I feel like at 21, you know, it's too late to make a chore list.
Yeah, at some point it is too late, right? I mean, you do have a sense, you know, my son's off in Chicago going to school, and you do have a sense that, okay, he's pretty far away. I hope he's doing it right, you know. And he has been, you know, just for the record, he's been doing great, but you do sort of wonder.
And that's your first that's gone to college.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that first year is hard, but I think they don't want to hear it from us. The world's giving them all these messages. Most of the life-changing stuff they can Google, or the life-saving stuff they can Google. But we want them to be happy and safe. And in the case of my children, I want them to be presentable in public.
Yes.
But actually, that's gravy, and I had to come to grips with that.
Becky Blades is my guest. She's an author of Do Your Laundry or You'll Die Alone, and it's kind of an advice book for her two daughters as they went off to school. Do Your Laundry or You'll Die Alone, that sort of means what?
That's just a cheap scare tactic to get the book opened. But it was a cheap scare tactic to get the email open, because half of this advice was written in a letter that I sent to Taylor her freshman year of college. It started as a journal entry when she was a senior in high school. In order to zip it and keep some of the stuff to myself, I wrote it all down. And then I just told myself, if it comes up, I'll bring it up. If it doesn't, I'll send it in a letter. And when she was a freshman in college, about a week after I tucked her in, I sent the letter. And she wrote back very quickly, and she challenged me. She said, "Mom, this is funny. You should make it into a book. You're always telling people to write their books, and you should put your art in it, and you should have it done by the time Tess graduates." And so TikTok, that would be May. Mm-hmm. So I got it done right under the wire.
Was it a long process of sort of culling all these 269 pieces of advice, or did it sort of pour out pretty quickly?
It was just super fun. It was a lot of it. A lot of the stuff I sent to my daughter was more personalized. So culling it down to be more generic was time intensive. And because I'm a little bit of a perfectionist, yes, it took about 8 proofreadings. But it was a labor of love. And, you know, when your children are watching, you want to do it right. And just have fun with it.
Let me get our listeners involved here. If you offered your son or daughter a pithy piece of advice as they headed off for college for the first time, we'd be very interested in hearing it. 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. Again, 816-235-2888. You can email us UpToDate at KCUR.org or tweet us at KCUR UpToDate. So where do you draw the line, Becky, between, you know, offering advice and letting your two daughters sort of figure all this out on their own?
Well, I think the line is already drawn. Mine are 18 and 21, and that aha was for me. I do not expect them to follow really any of this. I expect them to read it, and they have. Every once in a while, I'll get some feedback. But I think when our kids are teenagers, that's kind of the point of the book, is that at some point, they stop listening to us as their primary voice, and the world these days is sending messages in so many ways to them. They get thousands of messages.
Yeah.
So as I heard somebody say, you know, we aren't the only voice, so we better be a good voice. So I just, I think capturing those things, maybe making them brief, maybe repeating them, like our own mother's words did.
Yeah. I just wonder if the age for which kids sort of turn off their parents' messaging sort of is creeping earlier and earlier. You know, I had some parent joke with me the other day that maybe it was like 8 years old that his son sort of turned him out. You know, I think that's some of that's going on, you know.
I agree. It's scary. And I blame the devices. And that's why number 240.
Yeah. You know that the audience for this book is presumably young women, but there are some universal things here. You know, doing your laundry is probably good advice for everybody. So this is intended not just for young women, right?
No, I think it's a great send-off for a bridal gift. My mom, my 70-something-year-old mom, wrote me after she finished the book that, you know, I have some friends who could really use some of this. It's a book about, you know, seizing life, about finding happiness, about not sweating the small stuff, I think. So and I think guys, I've had people say they've given it as gifts to men. So the laundry is a metaphor, and it's just a fun kind of symbol for taking care of ourselves and not letting things get out of hand.
Well, we'll run through some of Becky Blade's, some of the advice in this book in just a moment. In the meantime, we're wondering if you had some great advice for your son or daughter as they left for college. 816-235-2888. Connie from Leavenworth. Connie, you're on UpToDate. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Love the show. I'm going to get the book.
Good. Thanks.
My advice to my kids was always this: nothing good happens after midnight. Get home.
I think I've used that line a few times, Connie. That's a universal line, I think. That's a very good one, too, I think.
Exactly. And they still laugh about it.
Yeah, there you go. But that's so true, Connie. Keep saying it.
I loved that, and I kind of modified some of those old standards. And that with that one, I wrote, "Don't promise a kidney to someone you met at a bar after 2 a.m. because because people make commitments when they're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Exactly.
That they shouldn't keep.
I'm glad you called, Connie.
For the book. I'm on my way to get it.
Oh, good.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
And I should point out the official book launch party for Do Your Laundry or You'll Die Alone is on April 2nd from 6 to 9 on the Plaza. You can call Rainy Day Books in Fairway to grab a seat, 913-384-3126 for that phone number. Did I get all that right, Becky?
Right. Or go to rainydaybooks.com.
That sounds like a good
And I don't
point.
Know that we'll be doing much sitting. It's a laundry night out party, and mostly we're just going to talk and listen to music and because it's not lofty literature. We'll probably be sharing advice like what you just said.
How about let's walk through some of your different pieces of advice here. Paying retail is a sign of weakness.
I wondered about that one myself.
Yeah.
Well, look for sales, look for the coupons. And this is a starting out thing for young women. If something is really calling your name at the store, maybe wait for it to go on sale.
Having a list of things you like to do that don't have a list of things you like to do that don't cost money.
Exactly. You know, part of the stress of growing up is finances. And I hate when my girls say, well, I can't do anything tonight because I don't have any money. That's just weakness. You can be creative and find something to do.
Don't be afraid to wear a hat.
Don't be afraid to wear a hat. Don't be afraid of hat head. You just find out which kind of hat you look good in.
They're coming back, too. You see men in hats. You see a lot more of that stuff now than
yes.
you used to see.
It's a way to express yourself, and hats are fun, and also maybe a tutu and a boa.
I was just going to go there. You say own a tutu and a boa. Really?
Really?
You
yes.
need a boa for?
It will make you happy. Every time you open your closet and you see your pink boa, the day
point.
Just gets better.
You say rainbows are prettier when you're wearing yellow shoes.
Oh, you're just picking the good ones, Steve.
I am picking some yes. good ones. I like some of these, yeah.
Okay, this one came from a conversation with a friend of mine who happens to be performing at the launch party, Gracie Schramm. I was talking to her. She's 15, and she writes this really fun music, and she was doing something, and she said she had her yellow shoes on, and I said, just everything's prettier with yellow shoes, and she agreed, and so I thought, well, what's the prettiest thing I can think of? A rainbow, and it probably looks better when you're wearing yellow shoes.
Did most of this come from your own mom and dad, or are you just sort of, is this sort of metamorphosis here? You've been picking up stuff over lots of years.
I'm just pulling it out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Most of the things of the 269 pieces come from little inside family stories. And both my daughters like comedy, and they read comedy, and I'm the least funny person in the house, to be sure. So funny twists on things are kind of part of our conversation and our vocabulary in our house. So I had to sprinkle some of that in just to pace the book. 200, you know, kids don't want to be lectured. And if you're trying to get a message in, you got to be quick, a little bit funny.
Oh boy, that is so right. That is such good advice. That's really good advice. If you're going to give it, you have to frame it the right way. You just don't sit down and say, now listen, you know, based on my experience, you know, it doesn't work, does it?
Oh, right. They tune yeah. right out because they've got 1,000 friends on Facebook making it interesting for them.
Again, I want to hear from some more parents here. What advice did you give to your son or daughter as they hit the road for college? 816-235-2888. Again, 816-235-2888. Here's another piece of advice from Becky Blades. Plan a trip to Paris.
Yes. I love Paris. I'm lucky enough to have spent some time there. But what I found out that I love about it is just studying about it and the whole French culture. And if you are to spend some web surfing time, nothing could be more fun than investigating Paris and planning a trip, even if you don't think you can go for another 20 years. It's a great way to get creative and just to kind of out your inner French girl.
You know, and it is, you will never be disappointed going to Paris.
Oh, Absolutely.
And this is a good time of year to go to Paris, too. Let's go to Paris.
Let's go right now.
Yeah. Stephanie emailed us this. This book is on my coffee table at home and at my office. Everyone that picks it up wants to buy it. One woman whose mother just passed cried reading it, saying it was absolutely healing. I highly recommend it. Again, our number here, 816-235-2888. This is one of your personal slogans, I know. Don't put off starting something because you aren't sure you can finish it. Because you do that a lot, right? You're known for that.
I do start a lot of things I can't finish.
Yeah.
Now, I really, and this book is an example of something that did get finished, but it's also in the artwork and in some of the essays are things that I started intending to use them another way. So one of the advice I have for all my friends is if the feeling occurs to you, if you have the inspiration, go ahead and start, because much of creativity is detouring and self-correcting and one idea leading to another.
Do you feel guilty not finishing something?
I don't.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I'm Germanic that way. If I start it, by George, I better finish it, you know?
So I think that's something our culture has to get over.
Yeah.
I think we need to recognize it as part of the creative process. And organizations, I think, can be healed by this attitude. If you feel, you know, what if something starts and it's not going to hypothesis? Are you going to keep throwing resources at it? I say, stop that. Start something new.
Well, I think I just got some personal advice from Becky Blake. Okay, let's go to Carrie from Cameron up in Missouri. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning. My advice for my daughters as they are, you know, growing up and going into adulthood is that the minute they start thinking that they are special and that they're different and that the rule doesn't really apply to them, that's the minute they start acting really stupid. But if 98% of people, you know, that it works out this way for them, don't think that you're the 2%.
Ah,
I love that.
That's great, Carrie. Thanks for calling Ed in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's go to Adam from Bonner Springs. Adam, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
My mother told me from high school, be good. If you can't be good, be careful. If you're not careful, don't name it after me.
Okay, you're nominated to start the boy book because this is pretty directed at girls, but I love that. I love that. And see, you remember it, and it's catchy, and it keeps coming back to you.
That's right, it does.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it. You know, I love this one, Becky Blades. Even sloppy people prefer neat roommates.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not necessarily intuitive, but you're probably right.
Well, I think, and if your kid went through trying to pick a roommate for college or that process,
yeah.
I don't know. You know, I tried to tell both my girls, you can write all you want on the application about how you're not neat or how you're sloppy. Nobody's going to expect you to be as sloppy as you really are.
Yeah.
Because even quasi-neat people might call themselves sloppy. Just pick up your stuff.
Well, when Nick went off for school, he was pretty much of a slob. And then you go see his room in Chicago, and it's like sparkling.
Oh,
you know,
you're kidding me.
What's up with that? I mean, so he just did a flip on me, you know?
That is I've not heard that story. Good for him.
You say this, reading is sexy. Do tell, because I like books. Yeah.
I don't think that's original. My daughter used it in a spoken word poem one time, and I loved hearing it. And I think, you know, there's nothing sexier than a smart girl or man or woman. And that's just good advice. There's a lot of things people think are sexy that aren't.
If you want to shorten an argument, break into a French accent. I love that one. I just love that.
Of course. You cannot fight with me.
If you're doing that.
If you're laughing at me.
Or you're going to make me madder. I got news for you, Becky. It might just make me madder. Yeah.
Oh, I know. But then you're going to have to push it on you because I'm not fighting anymore.
Thank you notes are always in style.
Yes.
I just wrote one last night.
Good for you.
Yeah. They're still hip.
They're still hip. One of my kids said after Christmas one time that, I don't have to do thank you notes for Christmas gifts. And I said, do you kiss your mama with that mouth? That is not, you know, maybe not. You don't have to send me a thank you note. But everyone likes to be thanked. And if you're going to be doing it, maybe get a little creative with it.
We're talking about parental advice with Becky Blades, her new book, Do Your Laundry or You'll Die Alone. Reva from Overland Park, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. So I read one of those How to Launch Your Kids books, and I can't remember more than four things, but one really jumped out at me, and I used it with great success with both of my kids, who are now 29 and 31, and that's You'll Figure It Out. They used to turn into us for everything, and especially if you're capable yourself, kids tend to feel like they'll never measure up. And I knew it was successful when my son parroted that back to me, when he would call and be worrying and paralyzed with anxiety, and he'd say, "You know, Mom, I'll figure it out." And that's what I want to do, feel confident that I can watch my kids, that they still call me, and often end with saying, "Tell me, Mom." It's, they call out one of my momisms, "You'll figure it out."
That's great, Reva. Thank you for the call.
I like that. It's a very encouraging thing to say to anybody.
Wendell offers us this: a person can be smart, people can be dumb, panicky, and dangerous. Stay smart. Don't get stuck on stupid.
Don't get stuck on stupid.
I like that. And you have this one, too. Have at least one friend with a guitar.
Yeah.
What are you thinking there?
Well, I was thinking back to my college days. And my freshman year, there was a guy on the floor with a guitar. I think it was a girl who had a boyfriend with a guitar.
It works.
And I wound up marrying a guy with a guitar who wrote songs. And I just think music in your life, I'm not musical and I don't make or play music. But I'm glad those people are in my life.
One final one. Keep your hands below your shoulders.
That is a catch-all. Since you have boy people, you might not know this, but girls twirl their hair, pick their faces, pick their teeth, comb their eyelashes.
And stop it.
And stop it.
Yeah.
And that one catches all of them.
Becky Blades is the author of Do Your Laundry or You'll Die Alone, a book launch party April 2nd from 6 to 9 on the Plaza. Call Rainy Day Books in Fairway to grab a seat, 913-384-3126. I sure enjoyed you coming in. Becky, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.